Today, our series 50 Great Teachers takes us to the field of architecture. Diana Agreste has been teaching that marriage of form and function for 40 years. Her students have gone on to win major honors, including a prestigious Pritzker Prize and a MacArthur Genius Grant. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, we're singling out Agreste because she gets her students to think way beyond buildings and floor plans.
Diana Agreste has always been fascinated with cities. Early in her career, she had a revelation that the best way to study a city's architecture was through film.
It has time and movement. It has narrative. It has still image and moving image, etc., etc., etc. So I said, that is the tool for me to think about the city.
Something dramatically different. You got it.
Take Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window, one of the films Diana Agreste has used to teach architecture.
6 weeks sitting in a two-room apartment with nothing to do but look out the window at the neighbors.
From Jimmy Stewart's apartment, we can peer into other apartments. We see rooms, stairs, exits, and fire escapes. Most importantly for Diana Agreste, we see how people use those spaces. Galia Salamanoff, a professor at Columbia, learned how to teach from Agreste. Salamanoff is also a practicing architect who's designed apartments and restaurants and even converted a Nabisco box factory into a museum. She says when showing a movie like Rear Window to students, Diana Agreste would tell them to pay close attention to scale, dimensions, and relationships.
Relationships between buildings and streets, building and public space, private and public space, built and non-built space, made a scenario where life would happen. And so even though that happens all the time in real life, when you see it in film, you realize that relationship, it's key.
Diana Agreste is a big thinker. She believes the architect is a public intellectual who needs to absorb ideas from art, philosophy, and current events.
We want to expand, want to see what there is beyond what our little discipline tells us.
Agreste has taught that little discipline at Princeton, Yale, and Columbia. Born in Argentina, she moved to New York in the early 1970s. Her husband is also an architect. Together, they've designed public parks, community centers, private homes, and furniture. Agreste is currently teaching at Cooper Union in New York City. In a large open space, her graduate students are setting up chairs for a crit or a critique. They mount their huge drawings on the walls. This class is not about designing buildings. It's about natural phenomena like sand dunes and volcanoes and permafrost.
This is Alaska. They have an amazing Arctic landscape.
The students' black and white drawings are like detailed maps of what happens above and below the Earth's surface as these natural forces occur. Diana Agreste critiques each one.
Because that drawing is not precise enough. Right? You're saying this is a frozen and this under, well, I don't know.
So what does this have to do with designing homes or offices? Architects have long looked to objects in nature for ideas. Agreste says it's also important for them to understand different kinds of terrain, weather, and organic material.
To understand natural resources, we need to know what that is. What are we looking at? What are we really talking about?
For students, critiques are good prep for the real world, where architects present their drawings to prospective clients. Diana Agreste says leading up to those critiques, professors spend a lot of time one-on-one with students, talking to them about their ideas and how to develop them.
I would say it's the closest thing to being a shrink, because you really have to penetrate, if you're a good teacher, what's in the student mind that they may be able to see or not. Sometimes they can't even see the potential of what they're doing because they don't know enough.
They don't know enough, says Agreste, because they're in their 20s. Even though she wants her students to expand their horizons and learn about architecture's place in the larger culture, many of them are still learning about themselves.
When she's with you, it's all about you and it's not about her at all.
Cooper Union undergrad Abdur Chatney is in a huge studio with rows of drafting tables that seem to go on forever. Like all of Agreste students I talked to, Chatney praised her for teaching him rule number one in any field.
Clarity. Your idea doesn't have to be complicated, but as long as it's clear, That's what matters.
Another student, Leslie Dugrow, hopes one day to design buildings in West Africa, where her family's from. She says Diana Agreste taught her how to see the world with an architect's eyes.
Everything relates to architecture.
Expansive and specific, artistic and technical. Diana Agreste says even after teaching architecture for nearly 40 years, she still marvels at how much there is to learn.
Architecture is really difficult. I realized that only very recently. It's like music. If really you can enjoy it, but to know it is a different story.
Something else she tells her students, the career of an architect blossoms late. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.